Yeah, so I have a... We're still... talking about there's not a...
You don't exist.
Right, there's not an existing self before or after your body.
Before your body was born.
Right.
Each time your body is born, you exist as a different person.
As a different person. So technically it's not even you, me.
No.
Someone else.
That's a bird. That's a bird.
No, it's not. She's a
bird.
But
she thinks you're nuts. Well, it's the same thing. She can't have that.
So, Roger, then, if nobody's enlivening my old self and life, what the heck are all these lives good for?
What?
Just junk left over in the universe. If it's a life, if it's a loner self life, and I didn't love. God, I can't. Okay, guys, I can't talk over you. Sorry. If it's a loner self life that I don't want, nobody, no new self wants to live or continue, what's
the body dies, the self dies.
Yeah. I mean, so what's all this junk in the universe for? Leftover memory. Nobody wants to live it.
But you're confusing memories with memory.
No, I'm talking about the memory impression in the universe, the self it was that is no more. Maybe I'm assuming that at some point in time there could be no selves. Maybe that's true, too.
Why do you think that's junk?
I mean, I'm just saying it's junk in the sense that nobody wants it. Nobody wants to continue it, live it, memory it.
How do you know?
Just a question. It seems a possibility in the scenario we've set up.
Yeah, but it's also a possibility that there are those that would want to access it.
Yeah, that's a possibility, too.
So just because it's a really not desirable thing for you, mm-hmm. it may be very desirable for somebody else.
Okay. All right.
We got to get all these schmucks from somewhere.
Yo.
There's a charger junk.
What's the estimate of there's more people alive today than
bodies?
It must be
bodies
something.
In the last 6 billion years
or 1,000 years. So there's as bodies are being born now, there's suggests that there's going to be demand for accessing
value.
Memory.
Yeah, but you know, you're assuming that only one person can access that data and information, and that is not true.
Mm-hmm.
There can be multiple people accessing the same information if it's the desirable self that they really desire.
Does that occur in siblings?
Does it mean that it becomes exactly the same in all those individuals because they are marrying it, they're communing it with their loner body?
So uniquely expressed.
Yeah.
I have a question about the Dr. Bowles, Brother Bowles, Dr. Woods story. So Brother Bowles works very, very hard and creates an eternal being, pretty much. Did he ever recognize our Dr. Woods? I mean, wouldn't he be, No.
It's just another time that data and information was accessed.
Not likely. Can't say no.
Okay, you're
very
right.
Unlikely.
Yeah. Highly unlikely.
But that's how you would recognize somebody, though, right? I mean, because
he
did it so well, you know.
You might feel a close association that you may not recognize.
Yeah, you know how sometimes you meet somebody and you're just like, oh, well, there you are. Where have you been? And other
mm-hmm.
people you go...
I've never
back
met anybody like that.
I don't think so.
I don't think I want you in my life.
Yes, that happens.
Okay.
Okay.
But you can't say, oh, where have you been, Dr. Baker? You know, where have you been, Wood? You know.
You might recognize yourself. We talked about that, so I was wondering. Yeah. Brother Bowl ever recognized Dr. Woods.
Do you need a nap, Roger? You can go take a nap. I'll keep going with this.
I probably should, but I don't want to.
Okay.
We can go for a little
We'll
bit
check
longer
it in a half
then.
Hour and see how you're doing.
Yeah.
If you fall asleep in that chair, you're going to end up in there. We're gonna push your buttons and say, get up, get out of here.
Okay. Where were we?
Number 37, you were about to begin.
37. What's really in a name? Call the universe's reactions laws and rules, and God commands the universe. Call them reactions, which they are, and you command the universe. That's a promise. 38. Since the universe only reacts, a random reaction that succeeds in one area of life is repeated again and again in other areas. As matters react in your body, they react in yourself. And as your body expands and develops from a framework of stem cells, yourself expands and develops in all areas of life from a basic stem self, or loner self. 39. All dead-end reactions and results depower and decompose to data information. It's as though the universe starts over for a new becoming. 40. The same is true for you. 4. Unless you awarefully continue yourself, death turns back the clock on your stem self for a new becoming. 41. It wasn't until 1963 that two researchers proved the existence of stem cells in blood, and human embryonic stem cells were not isolated until 1998. Therefore, it is probably safe to say that you are not too familiar with your stem cells, and most healing specialties are not founded on, nor knowingly dealing with, these vital little building blocks of your body. Nor are you or healers properly dealing with your stem cells and the framework you are building yourself and identity on. 42. As random data information in an environment of memory reigned the universe that reacts random events which you can particularize and personalize as you desire, a random stem self originally existed for you to particularize and personalize as well. 42.
Yeah, what number is that?
He has a way of being that way for a while before he's asleep. His breathing changes, so I know you're still there.
This stem self is a line of primitive selves that serves as the basis for subsequent selves and directs those selves. Just as DNA serves and directs the foundation of your body, this line of ancestor selves is your provenance, or provenance, as they say other places. But it is more than a pattern. It is a motif. It is a recurring theme that is you. It is not a standard for you to live or become or unfold. 44. Stem cells of your body divide and create two kinds of cells. They create more stem cells that renew or replace older stem cells, and they create daughter cells that become the specialized cells of your body.
Like a liver cell?
Like a liver cell, specialized.
Yes.
45. In much the same way, your stem self, reacting to you, provides new stem cells to renew or replace your older cells or self-images. And your stem cells provide additional random stem cells you can specialize as an identity you prefer. 46. With the restriction that federal funds could not be used for research with human embryonic stem cells, and because private funds were limited, researchers developed methods for generating stem cells of embryos instead of using embryonic stem cells directly. In 2004, embryonic stem cells were generated from healthy people. Then, later, stem cells were generated directly from afflicted patients. 47. Previously, because body and self were considered sacred creations of God, just the thought of a random stem cell was denounced as blasphemous. And seeking to discover such a stem cell was a sacrilegious act, such that only now are you in a position to discover your true provenance, or stem cell, through imaginative minding. 48. Your loner self is the framework upon which and from which you can form your personal self, eternal self, as a resplendent, illuminated being. 49. Unless you create a stem self and an emprise you would willingly be and live eternally at death, your stem self is cleansed. I better read that again. Unless you create a stem self and an emprise you would willingly be and live eternally at death, your stem self is cleansed, such that only the motif or provenance of yourself remains and recurs, not you. 50. Is it asking too much of you to consider your stem self, which you are forming and embodying over and over, an abiding emprise that is creating you? Huh? You did not come to life to learn, grow, develop, to evolve and unfold yourself. You came to life to renew, reveal, and advance a new way to live as a particular universal being without loss or lessening of yourself as universal. Is that too difficult or too unusual to consider? Hmm? 51. Stem cells form every part of your body, including the skeleton upon which your body is built. In this, it is safe to say that stem cells are the source of your body, the framework upon which it is formed, and the nature and appearance of you today. 52. Stem cells are the source of yourself, the framework upon which yourself is formed, and the nature and appearance of yourself. To live and not know the stem self you are building upon, or the self you have constructed, is to live without a real identity, or to live a false identity. So, who are you? What are you doing here? What is your life all about? 53. In 2006, instead of creating embryonic stem cells, researchers stripped ordinary cells and wiped them clean of all genetic pre-programming and returned them to an embryonic-like state without creating an embryonic condition. In fact, it turned out rather simple to cleanse particular cells in this way. These cleansed cells are called induced pluripotent stem cells. 54.
What's that mean?
It means that they're cleansed stem cells. Cleansed cells.
They're homogenized.
Well, pluri is many. Potent or potential.
They go into everything. They divide stem cells into your most basic cells in your body, and then they divide into all other divisions that create all other cells in the body.
Okay.
Even these induced ones?
That's what she's talking about. 54. Cleansing particular personal cells to pluripotent stem cells reveals that under the covering, appearances, programming, and functioning of individual cells, there is a universal cell, or stem cell. 55. Cleansing your loner self, or even a real self, reveals that under the covering, appearances, programming, and functioning of a particular self, there is a universal self that is truly you. You guys following how it says it in one in the universe and then it says it in you?
Yep.
Okay. 56. Though you probably don't realize it, in being and living your loner self and environment, you are a dinosaur in your body and self and life today. And you have a loner body and self and loner environment to cleanse and begin again. If there is no space there, you write a note to yourself. If all of this sounds strange, remember, today's strange-sounding actions are frequently tomorrow's breakthrough to a universal self, a tremendous awareness and understanding. So, let's continue. 57. Cleansed of your programming and memories, there is a self-replicating universal self that is the source and framework and life of you. So, do not rely on religion's God, for he is not the source of you. You are. Is it possible for you to consider yourself simultaneously particular and universal? Not yet. 58. At death, you cleanse yourself of your particular self and return to a stem self, a universal self. It is this particular universal self, or stem self, that carries memory of all prior particular and personal selves you have chosen.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Okay.
Yeah.
At death, you cleanse yourself of particular self and return to a stem self. Okay? You're doing the same thing as they did with the self.
To the universal.
To a universal self.
And in this case, universal self is not referring to a self that's everywhere present in the universe. It's just talking about a could-be-anything self, like a stem self?
Yes.
Okay.
It is this particular universal self, see, it's particular universal self, or stem self, that carries memory of all prior particular and personal selves you have chosen.
Oh. So, no, I don't get that.
You don't get that?
No. Because I live a life, and I die, and then all that's left of me is memory in the universe. It's not a self-continuing.
True.
A new body, like Emergent, is born and may continue me. But this makes them sound like there is a universal self that's remembering all these lives. And maybe there is. Maybe it's both. I mean, maybe it's the Emergent.
A came in touch with B. B came in touch with C.
A came in touch with B. B came in touch with C. Yeah,
so
all the data's entangled.
Entangled with C. Through C.
Oh, I see. So it's still findable in the universe.
So then we call, so far on this gathering, we've been calling that a memory pattern that's held in the universe.
That's what I would have called it.
Yeah, and so we're saying that that pattern, we're giving it a name called universal self. In this instance.
It appears so.
Yeah.
Just wish we used a different word there, that's all.
Okay.
Well, you can note it and ask him later.
We'll do. Or maybe
or ask him right now, his eyes are
open.
I'll
get back to you.
Yeah. Maybe Pat and I'll just change it.
We'll rewrite it, let you know what we did.
It. Say what we want to say.
Don't trust my eyes.
No, he has to do a certain, there's a certain look he has when he's asleep. He's not asleep right now.
So, Roger, this universal self that remembers...
I'll get back to you on that.
Yeah, okay.
That remembers what?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, keep going.
Oh, okay.
We never said that there was a universal self that remembers.
Hang on, 558. At death, you cleanse yourself to a... Of your particular self and return to a stem self, a universal self. Now, I suppose this is like a thingy self. It may or may not
exist. Clean dish rag.
Yeah, but like, you remember a couple days ago you said like maybe there's only one electron in the universe?
No, I said that.
I didn't say that.
Remember when Mark said like maybe there's only one electron in the universe?
But that was hearsay.
That's hearsay.
Yeah, it's not. It's just somebody's maybe.
Yeah.
Know. Well,
I guess I'm just trying to figure out if this universal self is different than the loner body self and the memory that remains after death.
I don't know what this means.
This is the loner body self that actions and particularizes and dies, and then is just memory in the universe. Okay? Not a continuing, ongoing, aware self. It talks about at death, at that point, you cleanse yourself of your particular self and return to a stem self, a universal self. So is that like a different emergent property in the universe, this universal self?
It means a self that hasn't particularized.
Okay. It is this particular universal self or stem self that carries memory of all prior particular and personal selves you have chosen.
Is that what it says?
It does. And that sounds like, I guess, what I'd consider a self with provenance, whether it's alive or not. It's like a continuing saga right there, as I picture that.
Well, if you lose a skin cell, and we all lose skin cells all the time, all over the place, every one of those skin cells has your stem cells.
Mm-hmm.
So you're leaving data and information everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, are we messy.
Yeah. Back.
And yet, that's not you.
Correct. I'm trying to both this somehow. I'm trying to third option it, not necessarily limit it to a either or thing.
I think you're trying to make a mess of it.
Trying to make a mess of it? Well, if I'm trying to make a mess of it, it's only because I don't know how to use this. I don't know how to relate to it.
I don't see why it's a problem.
It doesn't matter what you can see, why it's a problem. Obviously, it's a problem.
And not just for me.
I don't know how to answer it.
There's the problem.
That's a problem.
But it's not particularized until you make it that
way. Yeah, I know. I was just thinking it's this memory of all prior lives. That sounds like a continuing self that
it's
I was just
not
wondering.
A memory. It's not a memory.
Just carries the memory.
Yeah.
It's
not a tangible memory. You don't have a brain in the skin cell.
Okay.
But you have memory in a skin cell.
Mm. Okay. Well, let's just go on and maybe it'll make sense later.
Get back to you.
Please do.
Okay. 59. Do you suppose it is possible for you to cleanse your soul or give yourself a whole new soul to live? Think of the possibilities. What different soul would you consider being and living?
So, does that mean I could actually regenerate the soul too?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the question is, if you can think of being that, why aren't you? Living and expressing only through a particular personal self limits perception and awareness of yourself in life. Are you willing to expand and extend your personal realizations as a way of self and ego, not a self itself? You, today, are one expression of your stem self, your eternal universal self. 61.
Can we hold it a bit?
Yes, we can.
Okay, that one seems to suggest this, you today are one expression of your stem self, your eternal universal self. Do we go back to that what you mentioned earlier? There may be other entities out there that have glommed onto the same stem self or universal self and are particularizing that right now.
I don't know that that's exactly what this is talking about, but yes, that is something out there.
Is this the way
when I take anything, let's say I take a tube of paint, okay? There are many ways that I can express that tube of paint. And I can decide which way I'm going to express it. Not a different body using the same memory or anything else like that. I decide. I'm accessing the information, but the information isn't telling me what to do.
So you are, in the context of this number 61, you are, the paint isn't the universal self.
It's the data and information. that you're accessing.
I like that better.
You get that? It's up to me to decide how to express.
Okay, yep, got it.
Where was I? 61?
You were doing 62.
62.
When I interrupted you.
Being a particular or personal self does not restrict or limit any awareness of your universal self in life. For at the core of yourself today is your stem self, or your eternal universal self, available through memory and imaginative minding. Not discontenting yourself about any particular matter or self enables you to realize and express your universal self however you desire in any moment or situation, which is basically what I was saying. It's up to you to decide. What are you going to do with this stuff? 63. The equivalent of cleansing and rededicating your loner self today is that though you have given over your universal nature to be embodied particular, you have not, in fact, forsaken your universal nature. 64. You see skin cells. Gee, didn't we just talk about those? Mm-hmm. And you can sense heart, lung, and liver cells functioning.
Not kidney functioning.
Mm. I didn't see kidney there anywhere, did I? And cells forming all other organs and appendages of your body. But you do not normally recognize stem cells, the source of your body, nor do you normally recognize your ego or universal self, the source of yourself. Just as stem cells are divine and all-powerful compared to all body cells, your stem self is your divine universal self. 65. You sense your loner self functioning in a particular way, and, unfortunately in that, you lose sight of your universal nature. But you continue sensing your universal nature, and that discontents you, and out pictures as pains, problems, and afflictions in your body and life. 66. Regardless of any belief about a life review and judgment at death, regardless of any belief in reincarnation and ongoing karma and debts, and regardless of your belief in seeking forgiveness of sins, your particular stem cell self can be wiped clean of your loner selves and primitive cells, and also the dominant theme that has been you for so long, such that you clearly become anew. Or, you can strip your stem self of old beliefs, of programming and pre-programming, and of language, thoughts, and memories, and become anew. Religions of God refer to this in one form or another as being born again. And you might say this is essentially true, but this is a natural process for everyone, not a spiritual or religious practice. Are you beginning to understand how language, spirit, and God religions completely distorted this and other natural processes to their beliefs and dogma and teachings? 67. In the middle of your life today, you can become anew as a self-induced pluripotent stem self or universal being, which means you are flexible. See? You didn't think you were, but you're flexible. Not fixed by previous beliefs and actions, by programming and pre-programming, or by thoughts and memories about yourself in life today and your future. Of course, you can continue living yourself in language and beliefs as usual, and as usual, will continue and be your future. 68. Your life and actions reveal that your greatest desire is to be happy and continue. In fact, your search for happiness and continuing is the dominant theme or motif of yourself in life today. These desires consume your fundamental beliefs, thoughts, attitudes, emotions, words, and actions, your understandings and experiences, your memories, such that you have very little time or energy to live as you truly desire. Is that what you want to continue? 69. As a universal being, continuing is a non-issue, and happiness is better lived as not discontenting yourself, such that these matters no longer dominate yourself in life. Living as a communioned particular universal being frees you to be and live as you personally desire. 70. Today, researchers can create unlimited quantities of a patient's stem cells, which means as asthmatic patients who won't let go of one breath or attitude to take in a new breath or attitude, or cancer patients with cells or beliefs out of control, can be treated with their own stem cells that are transplanted to replace lung tissues damaged by asthma and other tissues and functions damaged or threatened by cancerous cells without the problems of rejection. And, of course, heart and liver patients or others can grow their own tissues from stem cells as needed. Just not quite yet. Okay.
Let's go get some.
Yeah, grow him a new set of kidneys if I could.
Not commercially available.
Not commercially available at this time.
In Thailand, you can.
Rapidly coming. They are doing work.
Oh, I know they are.
They're doing
it's
great
just
work.
Not in time right now. 71. Patients can now use their own cells, stripped of their programming and memories, to repair or replace any damaged or dysfunctioning body cells and tissues. 72. Recently, instead of completely cleansing a patient's cells of all the programming and genetic memories to create personal stem cells to be reprogrammed for repairs and replacement, researchers were able to partially cleanse pancreatic cells that did not produce insulin and reprogram them as a type of cell that does. So that they took it back to being before it got all bollocked up.
Oh, really?
To a basic pancreatic cell.
The real problem is if your cancer is in the stem cell.
Then you got to wipe it clean.
Hmm. Where do they research on this?
Oh, they're doing research all over
The place.
Yeah.
But Thailand, you can go to Thailand and they'll grow stem cells for you, right? Your own stem cell?
Yeah, I don't keep up with what Thailand's doing.
Yeah. 73. In the same way, instead of cleansing the whole of yourself for reforming, some cells may be cleansed and reprogrammed to function as you truly desire. Therefore, if you are seeking a healing designed specifically for you, look to your stem self and stem cells. 74. Another vital use for induced pluripotent stem cells is that, for the first time, researchers can watch many diseases develop and progress from an early stage. And by using stem cells created from a patient's personal cells, researchers can actually watch that patient's particular disease stem or become active and move forward. I think it should be stem cells, shouldn't it?
I don't know.
We'll have to look at that later. And follow its progress to its present state in the patient. And physicians can even continue the process further and develop patient illness-specific treatments and even intervene early in the illness progress instead of waiting for symptoms to develop, and then merely treating the symptoms without any real awareness of the illness, progression beneath the symptoms. Awareness of the illness is progression beneath the symptoms. Actually, there is no real treatment in a symptom relief process, for the symptoms frequently obscure the illness process, such that, After symptom relief, the illness rages on. So they haven't gotten to the true what's going on there. And so you can fix something, but if somebody keeps living the same way, there it is. Well, by golly. 75. Certainly, you are now beginning to sense that to live the self and life you truly desire, it is important to deal with the true nature of your body's stem cells and the universal nature of your stem self. And to properly restore and renew you, healers must do the same for others. Symptom relief merely temporizes. 76. Closely observing your stem self enables you to see the coming and progression of unwanted progress of unwanted matters in yourself and life, and enables you to create specific remedies and solutions, rather than endlessly trying to relieve the symptoms and problems in yourself and life today, and in your body. You see what you believe, and then believe what you see. Knowing this, you have an opportunity to change your body, self, and life today by altering what you believe. Despite everything you believe, you've seen and experienced, actually you can act upon what you prefer believing, and that will be yourself and life. But remember, you can't just believe and hope. You must act fully upon what you prefer believing, just as you did for the beliefs you now want to get rid of. This is true sentience, though some would declare it is spiritual realization. But this is not an awareness of what is. It is an awareness of what can be for you. 78. Disregarding what you believe and have seen and lived and experienced all these years for what you prefer believing is a self-declared self-step to illumination. To illuminating your abiding universal self, which, by the way, is not illuminating the darkness. It is illuminating yourself to darkness, the natural condition of the universe. Got that, guys?
Darkness in that case means
which way to go.
Dark matter is the natural state of the universe.
Mind!
But it is illuminating yourself to darkness. What is that?
You can be aware of your mind, dark matter, all the things that are not physically known in body.
Illuminating myself to that which exists.
Yeah.
Dark matter.
The dark matter.
Okay. Got it.
Dark matter is memory.
It is.
So you illuminate yourself to access memory.
Dark memory.
Well, it's not dark memory.
No,
it's all memory.
Memory. Just memory. Dark matter.
Okay. 79. Resplendent, illuminated beings do not rely on others for enlightenment. They walk in darkness and illuminate their own way. Which is why you never seem to know yourself. You are looking in all the wrong places.
That would make such a cute
movie. I love
movie.
That.
You just
song.
See them
looking for
the self, illuminating themselves.
I got it.
Okay. One dark night, a drunk was discovered crawling around on his hands and knees under a streetlight. And when asked by a policeman what he was doing, he replied, "I lost my car keys." "Exactly where did you lose them?" the policeman asked. "Down there," the drunk declared, pointing to his car parked down the block. "Then why are you looking up here?" the policeman asked, a bit irritated. "'Cause the light's better up here," the drunk declared confidently.
Oh, that's
so
funny. That's a nice one. 80. Do not look in the light for what you lost in the darkness. If you lost yourself in darkness, don't be foolish. Seek in the darkness of yourself, for what you want will not be found in the light. 81. Seeking in the light is to see only what is present and what appears. 82. Ask yourself, who am I? And answer, who I make myself to be. You are here to make yourself who you prefer being. And if you ask, what is the meaning of life? Know that the answer is to live fully who you've made yourself be. Are these questions and answers sufficient for you? Most people would declare that just asking these questions is a step into the light. But answering them is a probe into the darkness of yourself, the natural state of yourself and the universe. Light is the aberration. 83. Cells in your body and beliefs in yourself are equivalent. And as cells are particular to your body, beliefs are particular to yourself. Actually, your cells are so personal that your body rejects foreign cells. Your beliefs as well are so personal that you reject foreign beliefs and continue yourself in life as usual. Is life as usual what you want to continue? 84. Cells are tiny, mindful beings that only react. But of course, you can command your cells as you command the universe with actions. You put your cells into action just as you action your beliefs. Little print.
Question?
Little question.
In the hospital, did you command your your cells, your kidney cells, to work in a proper way? I thought you mentioned that one Monday evening. Yeah.
He hasn't been doing it too much lately. Little right. Is it possible for you to understand that as the universe only reacts, your body only reacts as well? Therefore, you are not a spirit functioning a body through thinking. Your body only reacts to the actions of self, and the actions of self are far different than embodied actions. What you believe, think, feel, or desire does not command the universe, and those mindings do not command your body either. For, like the universe, your body only reacts to your actions. You do not think your body into action. You think yourself into action, and your body reacts to the actions of self. Are you beginning to understand the vital importance of self? Self is not an illusion, a false personality, or the byproduct of thinking or feeling, but there is even more. When you action yourself, your body personifies and personalizes those actions for you to observe, and the universe transfigures your actions so you can observe yourself as a universal being in action. Do you understand this? Or is all of this just too much to believe? Okay. 85. Stem cells, as the basic unit of structure and functioning of your body, are equivalent to the basic beliefs of yourself. What are your basic beliefs? Do you know? This is important. In fact, knowing your basic beliefs is vital, because each aspect of yourself and life is composed of and built upon a specialized group of beliefs functioning as a communed whole. 86. Seeing and understanding your basic beliefs is fundamental to knowing yourself and the life you are living. Your stem cells enable you to realize and assess your basic beliefs, or try them on for size. And your body of stem cells enables you to put these basic beliefs into action and see how they function for you. 87. Are you willing to be consciously aware of the quality and strength of the beliefs you embody yourself and life with, to see if they are as enduring and universal as you think they are, and truly prefer them to be, and to know those that may be functioning against the self and life you truly desire? Are you not being tested in life You are testing your beliefs in self, if testing is actually the correct word. 88. Your mindful selves and beliefs and selves thrive in the supportive world and environment that is you. Just as you live in a benevolent universe that transfigures your every belief, thought, attitude, emotion, word, and action, and every desire and experience you are willing to put into motion. 89. What do you put your confidence or trust in? Remember, a belief you have to defend is not worth defending. Neither is a self you have to defend. Are your basic beliefs and selves convincing and credible or questionable? What is your vision of life and your place in life?
Jen, just to clarify, these basic beliefs are the loner beliefs? Okay.
Do you live your own beliefs or adopt and adapt others' beliefs? Are you living your true self? Or a let's pretend loner self? Who do you trust? What do you put your faith in? Are your beliefs reliable? Are your beliefs truths or theories? Do you love and cherish your beliefs? Are they dear to your heart? Are your beliefs respected and admired? Whatever your beliefs may be, they form the foundation and environment of yourself and life. Just as stem cells form the foundation environment of your body, even if it is a loner body. Little print. Now, let's consider universal beliefs. Also, the bottom of 482. Also known as stem cells, because like stem cells, universal beliefs divide and create other universal beliefs, in particular beliefs just for you. Like embryonic stem cells, you gradually personalize universal, undifferentiated beliefs as particular beliefs you prefer, and put them in action in your body and life, such that now you have many specialized beliefs and few, if any, universal beliefs available. The problem with this is that while your personalized beliefs will serve you, they may limit and restrict you. They are temporary, and they are in constant need of repair, renewal, and replacement. 91. Are you willing to create a universal self and life on such fragile and unreliable beliefs? Will you continue struggling with and against the mythical beliefs offered by ancient people and God religions? Or will you live the personalized universal beliefs you truly desire? 92. Unchanged beliefs become repeated experiences, which become habitual perceptions, which become continuous judgments, habits, and actions, which then become repeated experiences that affirm your beliefs. And around and around and around we go. And all of this becomes a groove or rut in your thinking, a fixed pathway in your brain, and unchanging beliefs in your body and life. And this, unfortunately, is not merely a habit. It is an addiction. You are addicted to your unchanged beliefs and ways. 93. In asking you to universalize your personal beliefs, we are asking you to strip them of your language programming and ego self and create self-induced universal beliefs, also known as stem cells, to repair or rebuild yourself and life and body and become anew. 94. Are you willing to cleanse yourself and your beliefs of your language programming and memories and of your ego, no matter how precious your beliefs are? So you can renew and expand yourself in life and be and live what you truly desire but have not experienced directly. 95. Asking you to cleanse yourself and beliefs of ego is far different than getting rid of ego. For as DNA encodes your body's ancestors, ego encodes the ancestor's self chosen as provenance for yourself today. Those who define ego as an exaggerated sense of self and tell you to rid yourself of ego are trying to keep you confined to your present sense of self. We are asking you to greatly expand your sense of self as a universal being, to cleanse certain undesirable or no longer desirable selves from your ego provenance, and live as a communioned particular universal being today. 96. In the past, having chosen and experienced what seemed to be an undesirable self, you blocked your previous selves from memory and unknowingly built your present self upon the foundation of that undesirable self. Yet, you still sense yourself greater and finer than that. We're on 484, Roger. The purpose of this knowledge is to help you move beyond that blocked self, to actively live a more expansive and extensive universal self again. 98. If you are a healer, are you willing to create induced universal beliefs for your patients to live and help them renew their body, life, and self with universal beliefs? Are you willing to help others see through self-induced universal beliefs to the universal being they are? Only this is healing. 99. Have you ever looked carefully at yourself and your basic beliefs? If so, who are you? What do your beliefs reveal about who you are? Are you particular or universal? Or particular universal? Are you living eternally or temporarily? Are you living as a particular personal being in a temporary life? As a cosmic being in an internal life? As a universal being? Or as a particular vast universal self in an abiding life? The choice is yours. As a particular cell is an embodied and dedicated stem cell, a particular self is an embodied and dedicated stem self, and a particular life is an embodied and dedicated stem life. Have you embodied and dedicated yourself and life today as you prefer being eternally? If not, then death will cleanse you of your present embodied and dedicated self and life for you to become anew. 101. Continuing after death has nothing to do with a place such as heaven, nor is continuing a state of mind or consciousness. Continuing after death is a state of memory and awareness. Are you stuck in your present memories and awarenesses? Have you forgotten to memory yourself as a universal being? 102. Does death not free you from your habits, misperceptions, and unchanging beliefs? Death and resurrection merely enables you to change what you won't even consider changing while alive. And an embodied stem self enables you to try on any new beliefs and selves. 103. Every belief, thought, attitude, emotion, word, and action, the step-by-step story of your life depicts someone doing something. Are you that someone? Or just as your body is for you, but you didn't create it, and it is not you, just yours, just as your past lives are yours, but they are not you, and you didn't live them, just as your dentist and mechanic and lover are yours, but you don't own them, and just as your beliefs, thought, attitudes, emotion, words, actions, your desires and experiences, and your memories are yours, but you don't own them either, is it at all possible for you to consider that you are not someone doing something in your life? You gain many, many beliefs from this someone.
Benefits.
You gain many, many benefits from this someone, and every doing, but this is not you. Like a dream, you are intimately involved in watching the story of this person's life slowly unfold.
but you are not this individual, is it possible for you to really, really, really consider this? Big, big question. Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point.
Okay? There's no commas between those? Many, many, really, really?
Nope, not the way he writes.
Oh, okay. Just want to make sure. Thank you.
104. Just as in reading an adventure novel or love story, though you are fully involved in the plot and closely identify with the main character's life and the joys and problems of the story, you are not really the person in the story. But you can be just as completely involved in this story and in the next novel and the next. In watching a dream or reading a story and forming images of these actions and activities, mirror neurons in your brain make it possible for you to feel the emotions and actions of those activities and feel them as yours. 106. No matter how involved you are with yourself in life today, that you, like the main character in a story or dream, is about someone like you, but it is not you. For you are the observer, who has a self in life outside of everything you feel yourself doing and feeling and being and believing. 107. Are you actively shaping and sensing the story of yourself in life as you truly desire? Or is the story creating you?
So is this making sense to you, Patrick?
This refers to me?
Uh-huh.
Is it making sense to you?
Oh, yes. Yes.
What sense does it make?
And we're on 106, right?
107.
107.
He's asking in general.
Oh, in general, sure. Are you actively shaping and sensing the story of your life and the life that you truly desire? Is the story creating you? I think I've gone through a whole bunch of life with the story creating me and looking for that.
Not the way it's written here. But not the way it's written here.
No. And I think this is a lot of it, all the
registered form or another. So I'm asking you, is the way it's written here makes sense?
It is, and it's eye-opening. It's a real eye-opener.
It's supposed to be a laptop closer.
A laptop
closer.
What do you mean by a laptop closer?
In other words, he should be able to close the laptop and tell me what he's experiencing.
Don't think I can do that right now. There's just, I'm so full of information and new information that I don't think I've got to the point where I could feed it back out to you easily.
Dog alert, dog alert.
Where did I stop?
107. Are you actively shaping?
Are you actively shaping and sensing the story of yourself and life as you truly desire? Or is the story creating you? And if the story creates and develops you, is it possible you are the character in the novel, and the reader, the dreamer, and the observer? 108. So, are you the main character in the story of your life? Of course you are, but no, for you are also the observer with a completely separate and different self in life. Are you willing to bring that you to light for examining and understanding? If not, you will remain an enigma, an intentionally obscure being, a person not readily known or understood. Does this seem familiar? If so, you should know that all things in your life are selfed for you. Nothing is left to chance, unselfed. 109. Stem cells function through memory, while particularized cells function through memories, and function quite well and efficiently in doing the same thing over and over. However, the building blocks or fundamental selves of illuminated beings
are self-induced universal selves? Are you willing to cleanse all of yourselves of their programming and memories and live anew as an illuminated universal self called Resplendent?
Do you understand that?
I understand the question. And
you understand reading a novel?
Yes.
Then what?
Well, this one says that I'm... This says, ask me if I'm willing to cleanse myself of all... Cleanse all of the cells of their programming and memories.
All right, we can say of all the novels you've ever read.
Ah, that's a nice connection, yes. That I understand.
I've read more novels than you. No, I haven't read
any. No, probably not.
Novels in years.
I was going to say, you haven't read a novel in all the time I've known you.
Read more books.
Way more books.
So what are we saying here, then?
What is the image of you reading a novel, book?
The image of me reading a novel is I'm sitting here reading the book, and I'm imagining I'm making the picture of that story in my mind.
You become the great observer.
Are you today in that same relationship, just merely something other than who you think you are, creating the story in your mind? But you're not that story. You're not Andrew.
Oh, I think I can understand that, yeah. I have had that thought.
Let's say you're Anna reading about Andrew.
Yeah.
That you're really Anna, not Andrew.
Yes. Okay.
Could you guys do that one again? There was that motorcycle that went right through.
Yeah, just Andrew is the story that is being read by Anna.
Okay.
This is the life.
And Anno is observing it.
That's his eternal self.
Okay.
He thinks he's Andrew, but he's not. That's what I was asking Patrick a minute ago. Did he understand that? He's not Patrick.
So even in following this, listening to Misty read, Patrick really isn't listening. It's whoever, my eternal self.
Observing Patrick listening to Misty reading.
Yeah. So I'm asking you, do you understand that?
Yes, I do now. Yes, I didn't until a minute ago, but now, yes, very much so.
What do you understand about that? That's the case.
That's the key, yeah.
Patrick isn't you. You're just a novel you can't put down. It's so intriguing.
But are you the novel?
What's that?
Are you the novel?
Can you put down the novel?
Can you burn the novel?
Yeah, you can.
Can you create a whole new novel?
Yeah. Can you go to the bookstore and buy another book?
Sure.
Or create it yourself.
Or created yourself.
But can I be aware of myself absent a novel I'm reading?
A story.
Can you? You gonna get back to me on that?
You know, I'm tempted to say no. I'm tempted to say I know myself through my interaction with something else. Otherwise, it's so self-referential, I have no way to distinguish.
Is it possible, Roger, using this story or novel approach, is it possible that the past of my memories is what I believe is the novel that I'm in? And when you say write another novel, or get another novel. I can write another past, create another past, and that's a new novel that I shape as any way I want, any way I desire.
Well, all novels are past.
Yeah.
Just like that tape.
Ta-da!
Click.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. You didn't even prepare it.
No, I was so taken in by this novel, I forgot to
prepare
this book.
Well, you've been fixated on the novel for all these years.
Yeah.
Now I'm asking you, are you ready to get unfixated?
Yes, absolutely. And write myself a new path.
Well, I don't mean just past, I mean story of your life.
Yeah. Yes.
The whole story.
Yes, the whole story. And that, yes.
So in asking Pat that question, does that mean that you can know yourself absent a novel? As we're using this novel approach. Mm-hmm. You can.
Well, you're not the novel. Can you know yourself other than the novel you're reading?
Yeah, I can.
Then you ought to be able to know yourself as the novel.
Okay.
Because you're not the novel. It's getting yourself involved in the novel that you don't know yourself.
Oh, I see, okay. So I can know myself absent any novel. Any story. Okay.
Because in a sense, you are in fact free of any story. You don't have to read a novel.
Oh, that's great to know. Yeah. I was following a track that maybe I needed something to relate to know myself. But okay.
But if you really are stuck on a novel, then you've basically lost free will, have you not?
I agree.
If you're stuck on a novel, then you aren't even you.
Mm-hmm.
You're focusing away from you.
Yeah.
Okay. If so, begin by expanding your personal beliefs to universal and repersonalize them, which is what you're talking about. 110. In cleansing particular beliefs of your old programming and memories, you can either strip them of your language beliefs and memories so they can become anew, or you can expand your present beliefs to an awareful universal state of realization and realize yourself anew. 111. Translate the words of language into visions of imaginative minding, and your awarenesses and realizations will expand far beyond thinking. And that's an important one. 112. In the past, it was declared that you have a developing, unfolding, eternal soul. But what does that mean? What is a soul? Is it an essence of you? Or a covering of your body, or your body? This soul of yours is not concealed within you. It surrounds you, and it intimately portrays and protects you. 113. Do not look into the depth of your soul for true life. Look into the expansive of life all around you for your true soul. 114. Life is not about freeing yourself of mortal beliefs, conditions, and actions to live an unknown, everlasting self in life. Life is about communing personal and eternal to emergent, a resplendent universal self in life you truly prefer.
Read that passage before that.
Do not look into the depth of your soul for true life. Look into the expanse of life all around you for your true soul.
Anybody want to explain that? So do not look in the novel for your true self in life.
You see, that's why I was wondering if you can know yourself directly that way.
Look up from your novel and look around. What?
That's why I was wondering if you can know yourself directly. Because often you talk about know yourself.
Well, you're the reader, the observer. You're not the novel.
I see. The novel is just an organized...
It's entertainment.
Okay.
It's actually an organized limitation.
Mm-hmm. I see. Particularization. Which is creates a limitation. Okay. Okay.
115. You are not a manifestation of God. You are a manifestation condition of godness wherever you are. Your every action is a transfiguration of that. 116. Have you ever wished for or sought after a mystical encounter? Hoped for a spiritual awakening? Searched for universal beliefs and truth? Or long for a transcendental experience or happening? If so, know that you can have these experiences and induce these feelings by first ending your language, believing, thinking, judging, which always becomes the source of your restrictions and limitations and your discontent.
And the source of your novel. Mm.
117. You have spent most of your life as a personal being struggling to live and experience yourself as you personally desire. And to avoid death and gain eternal life, are you willing to expand your beliefs and realizations and realize yourself more expansively as an illuminated being awakened to a universal life, which, as abiding life, is capable of existing without lessening or deterioration?
Can you turn that fan on?
118.
The air moving in here.
Even in continuing life or immortal life, you are subject to deteriorating. Are you willing to live a universal life that is abiding and not lessening or deteriorating? Is it possible for you to consider that as a universal being, continuing is irrelevant? If so, remember, you can become anew with universal life through self-induced, pluripotent universal beliefs. Or would you rather continue your present drama and struggles as usual? Or would you rather swing on a star? Hmm. 119. There are no higher pursuits, divine realms, or spiritual needs which are not, in fact, customary pursuits, normal realms, and ordinary experiences when lived universally, outside of your language, believing, thinking. 120. From this discussion of stem cells and stem selves, loner bodies and selves, and universal beliefs, are you beginning to see how you are personally embodying yourself, embodying your personal problems and illnesses, and even embodying your discontent, which as aspects of your loner body and self are not you or yours? 121. If you are now willing to become the source of a new you, do not seek perfection or any degree or sense of perfection. For perfection only exists in your language, not in the universe. Instead, create yourself particularly universal. Are you willing to relinquish continuing for universal life? 122. Whatever you decide and do, please do not continue struggling to discover yourself, your divine or your perfect self, your spiritual essence, or your true nature. For it is time to reclaim awareful ownership of your universal self and life from the deadly grasp of your languaging. For in this emergent universe, you alone awaken and richly enliven and empower yourself to universal life, or not. 123.
Of course, you can continue living and struggling with and against your loner self and body as usual. Thus ends the reading of Regenerating Your Body to Abide.
Thank you.
Yeah, I did great. Wow, Mr. Long Distance Runner. Mm.
Okay, so we're going to break there for now because people have things that I know they have to get done this afternoon. So they're going to do that, and you can lie down and take a nap.
Andrew, can you put this
on? I can. I will. I could, should, I will. I do.
And I have a gift for you.
Oh, thanks.
Oops, there's two. Oh, hey.
My gift to you.
What did you write? You were getting two.
I got two.
One for you.
For you.
Elephant. Sorry, yours got a little. What? Which one did you get? You got the zebra.
Yeah, I got the zebra. Did you want to take it back?